Jess, John Aiken in this episode says something I would call disturbing.
Oh.
He just mentions in passing. It's not like an announcement. He just says, so we're halfway through this experiment.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No.
Hello and welcome to Married at First Sight, the recap podcast. My name is Jessie Stevens and I am joined by, who are you?
Claire Stevens.
Hello there.
Hey.
And we need to talk about, what is this, the 14th commitment ceremony?
Ugh, millionth.
The millionth commitment ceremony tonight. Can we please begin with NASA?
He chucked a tanty.
He did.
Is what happened.
He chucked a tanty?
Yeah.
At the bloody commitment ceremony, which is very un-NASA-like.
Very, but he's lost his cool because all he wants is gossip, which is fine.
He didn't sign up for sex.
No.
That wasn't in the contract. He likes Gab.
Likes her.
They both like NASA.
Yeah.
But he doesn't want to have sexy sex time.
No, because he is here for the gossip and quite frankly, spending time alone with Gab gets him away from the gossip.
If you're in bed having sex, then how are you meant to know what Tracy and Dean are doing?
I don't know. And him and Sarah, oh my God, I just realised something.
What?
So there are two couples in particular
who aren't having sex. And it's obviously Sarah and Telv and NASA and Gab. Why aren't they having sex, Claire?
Because Sarah needs gossip.
So
and
true.
NASA needs gossip.
That's something we can all learn from, which is like if you want the gossip, then you can't be having sex. Like you need to be more dedicated than that.
I swear they're on like WhatsApp or whatever the hell they have being like, oh my God, I'm sitting up late at night and I can hear Tracy and Dean having sex. What is that? What is that though? Oh, they're the best. Yeah, no, NASA's done lost it. It was only last week that we were writing articles like 18 things that make NASA the best thing about reality TV. And now he's gone done chuck a tantrum.
And Claire, who called it about NASA? Who called it a few weeks ago?
A humble man named Peter Stevens.
He's our dad.
He's our dad. He watched one episode.
And he just wasn't feeling it when it came to NASA. He just was like, I'm not trusting it. And perhaps he was right. Tracy and Dean, speaking of not trusting it, there's this moment. I don't know if you picked up on it, but I have a pretty keen eye. And they're sitting there and Tracy head to toe looking like the goddess that she is.
Always perfectly groomed, always.
Oh, girl. She has very shiny hair. So she's looking very well groomed. And Dean, the rapper, what's his name? Visions is next to her being all cash. With, you know how arrogant men, they rest their ankle on their other knee to just say, I own this space.
I'm going to take up as much space as possible.
Four quarters of this lounge will be mine. And Tracy's essentially sitting on the floor.
Yes.
She's sitting on the floor with her legs crossed.
Yep.
So he's sitting there like that. And I went, something's not right about this image.
All of it.
Visions doesn't have his shoelace done up. He could trip over.
Super stressful.
And then John Aiken's going to have to fill out a bloody accident report because Visions is tripping over his shoelaces. Come on now, mate. Oh. And he's doing that to just go, I don't care. I'm relaxed. I'm chill.
I cheat on my partner.
I don't do up my shoelace. I don't think he knows how.
No.
That's
a good theory.
Have you ever seen him with a done-up shoelace?
I don't think so.
I certainly haven't.
No.
But Tracy has a go, oh, Dean, he made it all about him at the dinner party. And then she's like, NASA judged me. And it's like, oh, so do we. And then it goes back to Dean. And he's like, yeah, I can poke holes in your relationship.
And I could very easily point to a lot of holes in your relationship.
Shut up, Dean.
Shut up.
I want Dean to shut up most of the time.
Yeah.
That was the moment where I was like, seriously, shut the hell up. Don't you attack NASA. Yeah, he went rogue. But only this one time.
Dean needs to be quiet for like four episodes and then maybe we'll get over it. But not now.
No, not even close.
And he's also annoyed at Ryan, who is broken in his soul. And he's like, I don't know why you're so upset.
And so he says something to Ryan, who's sitting watching. And Ryan just goes, okay, I've effing held myself back and now I'm going to say it. And that's obviously the bit that's being shown in all the ads because they're like, oh, my God, what's he going to do? Is he going to punch someone? Is he going to look at the producers and say, this show is effed up? Is he going to say to the experts,
no.
I want your qualifications. I want them printed out. I want to cite them for myself.
No.
No, he doesn't do that. He just says the same thing he said many times, which is, I'm hurt.
I felt like a massive dickhead.
I'm very hurt by this. in this episode multiple times when he's being entirely coherent and they give him subtitles, which is a way of going, lol, you're an idiot. You are a joke for all of us.
Remember they played Doofus music at the very beginning when he was around and we were like, you play Doofus music for Ryan and not for Troy?
And now he's like, Davina has hurt my feelings.
And everyone's
That's
like,
how clearly... he's enunciated that clearly and they just have words down the bottom. I'm like, I'm very sorry that he's so hard to understand. I'm like,
I can understand him
entirely.
Perfectly well.
And then Ryan and Davina, it's their time to sit on the couch and all the experts want is to break Davina. Trish has been personally victimized by Davina.
We don't know how, but it's happened.
Do you feel no regrets?
Do you have any regrets about hitting on someone else's husband when they've said they want to stay in the experiment?
No,
I don't. She's got no regrets.
And she just wants everyone to know that she's proud. She did what she had to do. She followed her heart, which is all anyone can ever ask of her.
I think we should all take that approach in life.
You can't compromise your feelings and your dreams for someone else.
So, like, if you're walking down the street and someone has an ice cream and it's like, I want that ice cream, then you take that ice cream.
Well, if you don't take it, then you've actually sacrificed who you are.
Yes.
Yeah, so, and you've changed for other people and their feelings.
So you take it and you kick the person who originally had the ice cream and you say, I'm living my true self. I'm proud. I'm honest.
I'm living my best life.
It was hard for me to kick that person.
But I needed the ice cream.
Yeah, for me.
It was definitely made from Justin's machine.
Don't. That's why I use the example.
There's this thing that I keep saying on Twitter, right? And it's by Becky Lucas, who's this best, like, she's just the best comedian.
Yeah.
And the tweet reads, girls on the internet talking about self-care. I was drink driving and I hit a cyclist and didn't stop to see if he was okay. I now realize that I don't have to take on that negativity and most importantly, I forgive myself.
That's Davina.
That's actually Davina.
She's like, look, there's a lot of negativity about me hooking up with somebody else's husband. I'm not going to take that on.
I've been the single most honest person on
and
this
brave.
Show. Oh, the strength it showed. She's like, where is my Order of Australia medal?
Yeah.
And she's just sitting there nodding at the experts like, yeah, people's feelings. I knew it would hurt Rye, but that's not how do his feelings affect me.
Why would I care about that?
It's very hard to get your head around.
Yeah, very hard. It's super scary if you think about people like that actually operating in the world. Like, super scary. Is someone going to steal my ice cream?
And kick you?
It's rude.
Are you enjoying this show in your ear holes, but you're not a subscriber? We thought we knew you.
The thing that's very noticeable about these commitment ceremonies is that there are always the couples that stay together for no reason. Carly and Justin. He went to Milan. Last week she said, just hear me out. Last week she said leave and said, you're going to have to put in some serious effort and show me you're interested. This week he went to Milan and then she says stay.
That has to be against the rules. You can't go to Milan. Oh, and apparently they went for 4 or 5 days.
It's like, when?
Not overnight.
You can't go
to Milan. And then he says, I just want to make sure that I'm staying for the right reasons.
I want to make sure that I do this for the right reasons.
Do you want to know the reason Justin's staying? He hasn't sold her an ice cream cone. Hasn't sold the experts one. Certainly hasn't sold NASA one. So he's like, I'm here for the right reasons. I'm here for my business. To be the James Packer
of the ice cream world. Yeah.
That's all he wants. Why do you think Carly stayed?
No, I have a theory about this. I think the spark has just started with Troy.
And that's why she's here?
Yeah. Because for anybody listening who isn't on all the tragedy websites, which we are, there are photos of Troy and Carly together canoodling.
Yes.
So obviously I'm thinking, okay, how did they get to that point? And there was a conversation between Tracy and Carly at the dinner party where she was like, he's all right, but she still seemed to think he was weird.
He is weird. And Troy is particularly weird at this commitment ceremony.
Oh.
He goes full Tom Cruise and he's like, everything he says, he just wants people to clap.
Yeah.
So he's like, I am in love with her.
I was in love with Ashley at that point.
Like, no, you're not. She's really mean to you.
She also doesn't like you and you bitched about her and she heard it and she's mad about it.
I don't know why Ashley's still here.
What other couples were there?
Oh, Sarah and Telv.
Love.
Mel and John. Check my phone during that. Things are going pretty well there.
They're lovely, but they're bloody boring. They are so boring.
Dad likes John.
Yeah, but that's because he's relatable to Dad. Why is Dad watching this show?
He really likes this podcast. Hi, Dad. What doing? Hey. Call you later. Who else? Oh, Blair and Sean.
Oh.
I don't know if this is politically correct, but when are we going to get to the bottom of what happened to Sean's head? Because it's still there. The mark is still there. It looks like maybe he walked into something. And ever since, he's been a bit weird. He's been a little bit hard to follow ever since he hurt his head.
No, I disagree with that because he did the random cry with no context. That was before the cut.
Yeah, but then don't you feel like he's been a different person since then?
I guess so.
He was trying to open up and now he's gone like he's actually a different person. He's one of those people
He's been more brutal.
I feel like he fell on the treadmill, hit his head and had that thing where you wake up with a different personality and Blair's like, this is really hard for me.
So for some reason, even though Blair and Sean had a conversation this week where Sean said, got feelings? And Blair said, yeah. And Sean said, me nah.
Me no.
Me nah. Blair's like, I think that means he wants me to stay. And then she stayed and he didn't. And she's like, I'm so embarrassed. And it's like, we're all embarrassed about this situation, aren't we? There's nothing that could be more embarrassing.
They're going to have a great week. I want her to sit him down and go, Sean, what happened to your head? What happened? We need to have some discussions, some conversations. Yeah.
Oh, I think there's a huge story there about somebody bashing somebody and somebody sleeping with somebody else.
Oh,
The Daily Mail gave me a little bit of a story.
I think Sean was involved.
Me too.
Was definitely involved.
This series.
What's going to happen with Tracy and Dean?
What is going to happen with Tracy and Dean?
Oh, it's not good. Trace is like, what am I going to write? I could write leave. Well, you're not. Like,
you're not
nothing has made you write leave. Obviously, you're staying
to make him face the consequences by reinforcing bad behavior.
It's the best way to treat a man.
What do you think would have to happen in order for Tracy to write leave? Like, what would Dean have to do?
I've got it.
What?
Dean would have to look her in the eye and go, I'm only here to hit it and quit it. That's what he'd have
to say.
She'd
be like, I knew you were
to hit it and quit it.
That's what I said.
And he would turn to her and go, those shoes you wore during the rap? Nah.
They were Tony Bianco.
He'd rap something really mean. Like, Tracy is my wife. I think she's full of strife.
What? Nah, like, I want to hit it and quit it. And I can't think of a rhyme, but it's rude.
It's very rude for me.
Look, we're going to be honest. Has the season hit a slump? It has a little bit.
I think NASA has hit a slump, and that's what's really... I don't know. I'm not feeling Nass anymore. I feel like something bad's going to happen, so
he's losing it. This is his reaction summed up. He goes,
And you can see him at the beginning. He's like, guys, it's gossip time, gossip girls. And it's like, Nass, like we're actually married and on a TV show. Like we've actually got to consider that. And he's like, I knew this was going to happen.
When do I leave? So look, it's hit a slump, but we're going to get through it because there is light at the end of this tunnel.
Is there?
Yeah, I think some stuff's going to go down.
Well, we'll be across it.
We will be. Look, if you have any gossip or lols to share, we have Married at First Sight lols.
I'm currently like slumping in the corner because it's gotten out of control. Join it, but it's out of control.
It's our Married at First Sight LOLs Facebook group. And we share the LOLs, we share the goss. Do some people troll each other and then we've got to deal with it? Yeah. Just use the report button. then we can deal with it. That's another episode altogether.
This group
etiquettes of Facebook groups.
This group is turning into a Married at First Sight dinner party, and not in a good way. Also read our recap at mamamia.com.au, and for any other Married at First Sight related gossip, you can go to our show notes with all the stories.
Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow night. Goodbye.
Bye.